If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
A podcast network.
Big hair is great. I mean, like, throw shade all you want. I mean, I know it's not as good as the crusty bun you always have your hair in, but, like, you know, it's up there. As if you're a hair model the rest of the week. Fuck you.
I absolutely love that you just said crusty bun.
Old crusty bun Schreiber.
Oh, Jess, I miss you.
Welcome to Two Crusty Buns.
Two Crusty Buns. Hello!
And welcome to...
Two...
Filthy...
Nerds!
Because we're filthy.
And we're nerds.
And there's two of us.
There's three of us. I mean, this intro, we'll never change it, but you guys know by now, it's Bachelorette time, so we have our third co-host... resident expert.
It up.
Yes, yeah. Leah Knauer is
Thank
here.
You. I'm filthy, but I'm not a nerd. I'm pretty cool.
You're a fucking nerd, bitch.
I know.
She had blue blockers on before we started recording.
That makes me cool.
I guess they do. They
no,
were really
it makes
cool.
Makes you a fucking nerd.
I think it makes you geriatric.
Stop trying to be cool. You can't do a rebrand. We know you too well.
I'm literally wearing a pink ladies jacket that I got from a yard sale for $5.
You're living my dream in that jacket. By the
Thank
way,
you. I love it.
Now you're just making JMS jealous.
All I want in life is to start a girl gang with matching pink jackets.
Oh my gosh.
I just think you just want a pink jacket.
Well, yeah, but also friends. Is anybody out there?
Please.
Don't you have a purple, like a pinky purple kind of jacket?
Me? Probably. Yes. What does that mean?
Oh. JMS does. I feel like you have something like chartreusey. I don't know.
Chartreusey.
Anywho, guys, let's get into it.
I need a recap.
Okay. Let's start with a little bit of a recap. Okay. So we are now officially ball is rolling into Tayshia time. Tayshia Town, whatever you want to call it.
Tayshia Town time.
This is starting to feel like a normal season where, like, you are seeing these different relationships form and you get attached as a viewer to different guys. So, feels like the season is finally just begun.
I gotta be honest, I'm not attached to any of these guys. With the acceptance of the substance abuse counselor, the sober dude,
Zach.
Everybody blows. Zach is the best.
Is he just the only real man
in the fucking group?
Is this like
no, he's just so chill. He's so chill and sober. And I'm like, I'll be your new drug, baby.
I feel like you're sitting here throwing stones. And meanwhile, like your only bar is, are you sober? And it's like, okay, someone can still be a huge piece of garbage.
Yeah. But if you have a great dick and you're sober.
He seems sober. Are you out there, Zach? Are you listening? Did you get kicked off the show and you haven't told us yet? Date Nicole.
I want him.
Well, that's what I was wondering, actually, because I know we mentioned that before, and, like, I saw
What's
him pop up.
What's his last name? Zach what? Zach
C.
Clark. What? Zach I didn't look
really?
It up. I think it is.
Mm. Hold on. I'm looking him up on Instagram right now.
We're following him on the Two Filthy Nerds Instagram. I followed him so that you could stalk him or so I could start commenting and have him think it's you and be like, I have done none of that other than follow him. But here's what I started thinking, because he's sober and he seems like relatively chill. Mm-hmm. Is it possible for someone who's actually relatively sane to be on this show, or do you think he's just like keeping a better lid on it?
Well, I think he has an advantage because he's sober.
Because it's
seeing
like
the whole thing with fresh eyes.
Yeah, where other people are probably like drunk and like half their actions are drunken behavior.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. I can't wait to talk about that weird interaction with Tayshia and Ben, because that just, what you just said reminded me of that.
Okay, yes, we'll get into that. So here's, I think, like the synopsis is we saw more of Ben. I feel like he's been a sleeper this whole time. Ed, mm-hmm. really coming into the plot line. Last week, we didn't know who he was.
Barely knew who you were. Now I wish you disappear.
Now it's like, oh, how did you make it this far? My God, we saw a lot of Chasen, which I think we're all grateful for any opportunity to make fun of him because his name's Chasen. Mm-hmm.
Very easy on the O-Hos. Very easy on the O-Hos.
Oh, yes.
What's wrong with his top lip?
He's like a Ken
now
Barbie
that you said it,
life.
I'll never get over it. Hold on, I gotta go look.
Never
he's
noticed.
Got, it's like, I don't know if it's his lip or like he doesn't have, like his mustache hair is like high above his lip. It's just this, I don't know. It upsets me, and maybe there's
Speaking
nothing wrong with
of
it.
Of mustaches, when she got Noah to shave his mustache, he's hot. Who knew?
I mean, no, how did that?
He
like
looks
nobody
like he
knew because
a girl behind a dumpster.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's not hot.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I just zoomed in on a picture of Chasen.
His lip.
Yeah, you know what it is. He doesn't have. He barely has a Cupid's bow.
Is that what it is? It's like flat all the way at the top.
Yeah,
you have to explain what a Cupid's bow is for the listeners, because most people aren't psychotic and obsessed with lips like you are.
Yeah. Sorry. It's the V at the top of lips.
Yeah. His is like a straight. He looks like
it's
somebody
like
drew his lips
line.
Like a kindergartner.
Yeah. It truly looks like. Oh, he has like a Mr. Potato Head mouth.
I've ruined him for you.
He's still like one of the hottest people. Like in the country. So,
by the way, the fact that she kept that dude on after all the shit that went down, which we'll get into, is a testament to the fact that this show is shallow as fuck.
Well,
she's like, I don't know, I just feel a connection with him. I'm like, no, bitch, your pussy wants to fucking sit on his dick, okay?
Yeah, because it's like you feel a connection with how hot he is, and it's like, why is like one of the most attractive guys who also is named Chasen, like you also have to end up being like legitimately the douchiest and pretty dumb, like. The smoke show thing. Okay, so they touched on the smoke show thing.
I invented this word called smoke show, and that's what I've been calling her.
And that's the only thing he called her.
And he won't stop. He's like, I'm going to double down on this smoke show thing. I'm like, first of all, I love how Bennett was like, what one wants to be called a smoke show? I'm like, me.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, but then when that's how I felt too, because I think we mentioned it last week because we saw it in the previews, but then when that's like all he kept saying, I was like, oh, he's really dumb.
Stupid.
Yeah.
He reminds me of my ex-boyfriend from high school.
Oh, good for you.
Also
that's right.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a fun person to briefly date. You know who we saw more of? Ivan. I feel like we got to know a little bit better.
What a sweetie.
Wait, which one's Ivan?
He's the mixed guy. He's like light-skinned, cute. I think
poems?
No, that.
Oh, is that the dude she went on the date? The previews, he was like, we're both mixed.
He's an aeronautical engineer.
Okay, yeah, him. I just don't, there's something about him that it, like is like annoying to me.
I mean,
he
just feels
needy. Brendan.
Me too. Well,
I like
okay,
Brendan.
We'll have to get into that. I feel like this whole section is going to be mostly a recap, but then also Bennett. Maybe we should start with Bennett because... Boy.
Wow.
Really found out how stupid he was.
Wow.
Wait, remind
terrifying.
Me?
Okay, so they did the group date and Bennett
where they had to take tests?
Do basic math and spell elementary words. And he's like, I went to Harvard, and he like got all of the questions wrong. Like if
By
you
the way,
look
I love
at,
when they
like,
did the pre-interview and he's like, I'm gonna crush this.
He's like, I'm feeling pretty confident about this. And it's like, if there is no like for people who go, I don't understand what you mean. You say white privilege. I'm white and I don't have privilege. He is what people are talking about. Like 1,000% his family bought his way into Harvard. Like watching this was like an ad for Harvard to lower their tuition rate, which I think somebody in the show said, but it's like, yeah, no, like what education did you get? And he's a wealth management advisor, and he couldn't do basic math.
All of his clients should dump him. All of his clients should be done with him, 1,000%.
And then he ends up, so they did, so the group date, okay. They do, okay, the amount of times they said grown ass man, I was like,
yeah. Would you guys dump a guy if he couldn't do math like that?
I mean, I wouldn't be like, what a keeper.
Here's the thing.
I'd be like, I'd fuck him, you know?
Here's how I feel about it. It's one thing if you can't do basic math and you go, you know, math's just not my strong point. When you go, I went to Harvard and I think I've got this in the bag and you can't do basic math. Yeah, you're fuck you. Yeah. Like, yeah, get fucked, because that's the kind, that is literally the kind of guy that like you will have a conversation with and he will think he's matching you or superior to you intellectually and you will not be able to get through to him with more clear points. He'll be like, actually, he's the person who like, well, actually, and then says something that is completely wrong.
Yeah.
I truly cannot stand him. And then when he didn't compete in the tug of war thing.
Because of an old football injury.
I think he's going to leave soon.
I'm like, a football injury? What did you play? The goalpost? My God, you're just like a gangly, tall, thin man.
I really think football? She's going to let him go soon. And then he's still going to be a favorite for Bachelor in Paradise and or The Bachelor. Down the line.
I just like.
Well, I love when she was like, he's bougie, I'm bougie. Mm-hmm.
Like, is that after the whole thing being like, I need a grown ass man. And then her
he
criteria
seems too
for.
Grown for her.
Well, it's also her criteria for choosing the winner was like, he's bougie, I'm bougie. And I'm like, oh, is that what you're looking for in a grown ass man? Is a man who.
A bougie man. I love when she's like, grown ass man. She's like, she said about somebody else. She's like, he's just a really sweet boy. I was like, you just said you wanted a man, bitch. You just described a man as a boy. She goes, there's something about that boy. I can't remember who she said it about.
Noah.
Who is like 25. So yeah. That's
like,
a
he smells like placenta. He's so young.
He seems like he's a lot of fun, but he reminds me of the guys that I dated in my early 20s where it's like, there's no lasting value.
Yeah.
Toxic.
Like, yeah.
He reminds me of guys I bought drugs from.
Yes.
I think he is a guy I bought drugs from very recently.
Yeah. I feel like he's like a drug dealer from Boca.
Also like him. I mean, that mustache thing.
Oof. When he shaved it off, I was like, wow, you really want to get fucked.
Yeah, that it's like, I mean, it really goes to show like men will do nearly anything for pussy. And
yeah.
But the other thing I was thinking is just watching this whole thing, and this is a little bit of a sidebar, but just the idea that people watch the show and are like, I just really hope she finds love. And then I started thinking like, yeah, like she's hot. She's gonna find somebody. Like, I don't know if it'll last, but like, she'll be fine. Like, no one is like, well, if she can't find someone, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. I just really want to start a campaign for a fat bachelorette.
Well,
I can't
that's why I love watching this show, is because you see the path of like all these different relationships that they could choose. And it's up to them to make the choice on if they're actually ready for what they say they're looking for.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They'll self-sabotage sometimes.
There are sometimes when the guys start sentences and they'll be like, she'll be like, so why are you single? And they'll say something like, you know, I just didn't want a relationship until now. Like, that would be the least reassuring thing a man could say to me. Like, oh, you're turning the boat around now? Now that you're on the show, you're like, oh, you know what I want to do? I want to settle down. I want to find kids. Sounds great.
Well, let me ask you, Nicole, if you were talking to a guy who's like older, mid to late 30s, possibly 40s, if you're going for a 40-year-old.
Someone who's older than me?
Yeah. if you ask that question, like, what do you want to hear a guy say?
I just haven't found the right person yet. I've been in some relationships. They didn't work out.
Do you believe them or do you go, like, this guy's a dud? At what point do we write
off? I do believe that. I do believe that. Because that's how I am. I'm not perfect.
We know.
What?
Oh.
What? Crazy. But I truly believe I just haven't found the right person yet.
Yeah?
Yeah. Haven't found the right person yet. And I'm also, you know, relationship avoidant. I mean, do we want to go into everything about it? But yeah, I mean, I'm honest. When a guy's like, why are you single? I'm like, I'm relationship avoidant and I haven't found the right person.
Do you think that saying relationship avoidant when you're dating a guy, do you think that makes a guy go like, well, this isn't going to work?
You know what?
Do you think you're already putting up a wall by saying that?
Yes, for sure. JMS.
Damn. All right.
Not to make this about you.
$150.
Not to make this about you and your relationship issues. But if you know you're a relationship avoidant, why do you continue to date or pursue dating?
Because I want to be in a relationship.
You want to, but
I'm
you don't want to.
I'm just scared of being in one.
What scares you?
Yeah, scared of.
I'm scared of that feeling when you like, it's like the whole like boy crazy feeling when they like take over your brain and you can't think about anything else. I hate that. Oh. I hate that feeling of like they consume your thoughts.
That's
and it's like, no, I can't. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Wait, you have a problem with a man consuming your thoughts, but if there is a speck of dust on the kitchen counter, you don't have a problem obsessing over it for 8 hours?
Jessica Michelle.
Am I shaming you about your OCD? Yes. Yes, I am. I think, you know what, we don't do enough as a society. Shame people for their serious mental health struggles.
I love this friendship.
Yeah. So Joe DeRosa has a joke about that. He's like, shame's such an unused tool. He's like, we need to start shaming people more.
And she shamed Ben at the end of that group date, which I loved, because why the fuck did he not do anything?
Because he was strategizing. He was like, I'm going to be the last person. He was strategizing instead of going after what he wants. And that like is the problem of all these fucking douchebags.
Okay, I have a lot to say, so we should get into it when we return.
Okay, well, Leah has got some shit to say, so we are going to take a break, and we will be right back. Okay, we're back. Let's dive into it. Leah, you take the reins here.
Okay, I'm starting to really like Ben. I think what happened is he got drunk, got lost in strategizing, and choked. And then as soon as he realized that the night was over, he, like, tried to speak. And I'm rooting for him because I know someone that knows him. And whenever that happens during The Bachelor, it feels like you have, like, a personal
What does that
stake.
Person say about him?
He seems nice.
Good friends. I think, I mean, I haven't asked too many questions, but
he seems really sweet.
Seems like a good guy.
Just a genuinely good guy.
Yeah, I would say of the people who are left, he is one of the few that seems like relatively sane and like a good person. Mm-hmm. Like I don't have, you know, malicious intent suspicions of him. And who else? I said it before.
Ivan.
Brendan. The sober guy.
A bunch of contenders now.
Yeah.
There's too many contenders. This bitch likes fucking everyone. She does not discriminate. Everybody's great. He's so sweet.
Isn't it
so
cool,
great.
Though,
so
we're like seeing these guys in different light because literally Claire sucked and like didn't showcase these men at all. But now we get to actually meet them.
I find this empowering because I am incapable of casually dating multiple people. And I think it's cool that like, seeing a woman kind of do what I assume a lot of guys do is that they just fuck around with women until they find one they really like. And then they're like, oh, actually, this one might be something. Although she says this one might be something about several of them. So
everyone, every fucking person.
That's not
like,
true.
In
okay.
a way that she actually thinks it's every fucking person.
I feel like
I can't figure out who she likes the most.
Here's the thing is that we're seeing a lot of Ed. I guess this section could be like Ed and Chase and talk, but none of it makes
Ed
me feel like she likes him.
Fuck up. No.
He was a like.
By the way, she kept
joke.
Ed and Chase in because the producers told her to.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she wanted to get rid of at least one of them.
The next scene was going to be them having a matchup and the fight. I mean, everybody wanted to see that.
It was funny to make Ed the head hold a baby doll.
Yeah.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
And the thing is like we're getting so much of Ed in the storyline now, but
he's got to go soon.
Well, literally none of it is her talking about being attracted to him or liking him.
No.
She's like.
Yeah. She said he was like fun and makes things better, which I would imagine he seems like sweet and funny, but he's not for Tayshia. It feels like I'm watching Jersey Shore.
He also seems obsessed with Chasen.
Like, yes. I can't believe one of the guys hasn't been like, bro, shut the fuck up and just suck Chasen's dick already.
Yeah, because it's like all he talks about is him. Like, and even with Tayshia, it's like all you're doing is talking about your suspicions of Chasen.
He talks about Chasen with Chasen. He talks about Chasen with the other guys.
It's the
he
new
talks
Dale.
About Chasen. It's insane.
It's it's crazy. I do think that's an interesting. We didn't see a lot of Easy. I was nervous because I forgot that he already got a rose in the last episode. And when they were doing the rose ceremony, I was like, oh, Easy's about to go. And I was like, oh, he already has one.
I forgot too.
You had a theory. I want to talk about this because you had a theory mm-hmm. when Tayshia came on that you think her and Easy are going to win.
Yes.
But they didn't show him at all. I mean, hardly at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
I think they do that to be a little misleading, though.
Yeah, agreed.
Let me ask you.
I think they do it to plant seeds to fuck you up.
Mm-hmm. Is your theory based on anything but your own intuition? Have you been snooping the landscape?
Like I told you, I'm blind now.
Okay. Because I was like, mm-hmm. I was going to ask, okay, how often, you've watched this show forever, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
How often have you instinctually been right about who it's going to be?
I'm usually wrong. That's what's so crazy about this show is like sometimes shit happens that's crazier, I think, than even the producers planned.
Yeah, I mean, they probably think it's going to go a direction. And
the more years that you do it, like, it's become such a big thing that people sign up to do it, and it just gets crazier and crazier each year.
I mean, yeah, it's fucking nuts. I love it. It's... I mean, yeah, no. Well, I just figured, I guess in my mind, I thought like, well, whoever it is, we'll probably see a little bit of in every episode. But I think maybe I'm tainted by the Claire and Dale thing.
I mean, the editors have full control of the narrative. Like even how they were pushing Bennett in earlier episodes, they've known the whole time how far he gets. So they're always choosing.
Yeah,
that's true.
But it's fun to speculate.
I mean, it's definitely fun to speculate. I'm trying to think who's still in it that I feel like we haven't seen much of a connection with Riley.
Oh, who has a great body? Can we just objectify them for a little bit?
Every single person on the show? Yeah.
They all have a really good body. You know who has a really fucking great ass? Hold on.
You didn't make notes of this?
I thought I was going to remember his fucking name, but I did.
His ass.
Describe him. All she remembers is his ass.
It was one of the dudes fighting. It was one of the dudes when they went into the
ring. Was he Korean? Because it was Joe.
No, fair-skinned black.
It was either Ivan or Jason. I mean, Jordan.
Shit. Jordan. That's who it was. Jordan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, Jordan's ass. Oh my fucking god.
Wait,
oh my god.
Who did he fight? He fought Brendan and he took him down so hard.
Yeah. Who was the one who pulled out of the fight?
Ed. Fucking Ed.
Oh, right.
Because he was like, I got shoulder injuries.
What's crazy?
He popped out of place easily.
No, because he would have said that at the beginning. Like a legit injury, he would go, this is fun.
But then when he saw how real shit was getting in there, he's like, oh, I'm going to get my ass handed to me.
Well, and Chasen's pretty ripped. Like,
yeah, Chasen. I love how they all kept describing Chasen. They're like, Chasen's thick.
He's 1,000% on this show to get more Instagram followers. Mm. Look at his Instagram. He's a thought. Like
he's a fucking male thought. Absolutely.
Yeah. He's just like in the wind. No, he doesn't even know what he can't even spell.
He's there
love,
for a Chewy subscription.
Yeah. He's there to like eventually sell some type of like vitamin or something.
Exactly.
Like a bodybuilder's. He's going to sell like protein or some shit.
By the way, I don't know if you noticed, but when she was having it was like on the group date. I can't remember when it was, but when she was eating with Joe, who's Korean, they had them eating Korean food. I don't know if you noticed that they did not say anything about it, but they were eating bibimbap. They were eating Korean food.
This is why there's a diversity campaign of fans about The Bachelor because they're notoriously like tone deaf.
I can't believe that's what they were eating.
It was bibimbap. They were eating bibimbap. I was like, damn. Fuck.
How do you say
that
it?
Looks good.
Bibimbap. Bibimbap. I don't know. I don't know how it's said properly, but it's fucking delicious.
Let us know. I always see it on the menu and I get very excited.
It's goddamn delicious.
It's just a fun sounding food, but I'm sure I'm not allowed to say that.
I can't believe Blake is still in it.
Oh, yeah. He's just like on the outskirts. And it's making me wonder, is he going to... Like
weird facial hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dude, why didn't she make him shave that? You're making Noah shave.
But you want him to look like the brawny paper towel guy.
He already does.
He looks like the poor man's brawny paper towel guy. And the brawny paper towel guy is probably already poor.
I mean, yeah, he's a paper towel guy. He's not doing well. We haven't seen much of him since Claire. And then The boy band manager's still around. Didn't see anything.
Still hanging in. It's nothing of him. God, he's so annoying.
Kenny.
Who?
His name is Kenny.
Oh, Kenny.
Kenny sounds like someone who, I don't know.
Yeah.
Beats their wife. I don't know. I shouldn't say that.
What did you guys think of Tayshia giving Noah the rose, even though he like
wasn't on the group date originally? I thought that was fucked.
Dick.
Like,
yeah,
I thought the same. I thought it was fine that like he was ambitious. He jumped over the fence. Fine. She invites him on the date. That was kind of shitty.
Colton, which is funny because that's Tayshia's original season that she came from.
Oh, yeah. Colton,
he jumped over a fence for Cassie and they dated for like 2 years and now they have a restraining order against each other.
Because he wouldn't stop jumping over fences for her. Yeah. She's like, I literally built the fence to get rid of you. And he's like, you think a fence is going to stop me, bitch?
He planted a tracking device on her truck, actually.
I
wish somebody loved me that much.
Nicole, you see, it's out there
like,
for
even
you.
If it's unrequited, like, I want someone to pursue me that hard.
That's hilarious because, like,
I had a stalker once. You don't want one.
I've had a stalker, but he wasn't that smart. Didn't
know how to do math.
Yeah, you didn't have a car. Yeah, I had a stalker, but he couldn't get out of Arkansas. Thank God. I mean, it's scary, but it's also like, I feel like Tayshia said something to the effect of like wanting someone to do that for her. And I'm like, okay, that's an ego thing though, that like I want you to hop fences and like, it's like, yeah, we all do, but also like, I don't know. He is acting like a fucking good old boy. Like, I feel like he's going to die going, hey, y'all, watch this. And then fucking just set himself ablaze.
He seems like the kind of guy who, gets blackout drunk. Oh, by the way, could you tell that she was wasted? Every interview she did, she just had glass eyes.
I didn't notice.
Fucking shit can. She was. Watch the interviews from the last episode, and then watch the interviews from last night's or 2 nights ago's episode. Whatever, how many nights ago it was. She's shit faced.
You think
eyes
so?
Are completely glassed over. Yeah.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you be? I would be so stressed.
Yeah, but it's like, are you really looking for love? Do you want to like fall in love with someone when you're in a blackout and then realize you don't know them at all?
I've done it before.
I mean, yeah, me too. And then I woke up next to a guy who had a full leg cast and and had nothing but black, weird heavy metal band t-shirts in his trunk and
was
vertical
this the guy in the wheelchair?
Slits on his rest. No, if you're in a wheelchair, you don't need a full leg cast. You're just in a wheelchair. Who cares? The guy in the wheelchair, for the record, wasn't in a wheelchair when we dated. But when we dated, I said, one day you're going to end up in a wheelchair. And guess what? He's in a wheelchair. So I'm right.
Wow. That is power.
And I think the same thing about Noah. I'll be looking forward to his wheelchair endorsements in 3 years when he's like, oh, I put these hydraulics. He's just an influencer for wheels because he jumped off a roof in a wrestling match with a goat.
Unbelievable. I mean, if that wasn't your most brilliant rant to date.
I'm sorry, but he's clearly like, Noah to me is like, oh, Theo Von said no to doing the show is what happened.
Okay, so here's how I see it. Chasen and Noah would be in the same fraternity. Chasen would be Noah's big brother.
Absolutely, they're bros. They even had that clip. Yeah. In the show, there was a section where the two of them were like sitting on a chair.
They're sitting next to each other, yes.
And I was like, oh, they're buds. Like,
they brought up. They brought up. They're like, you're a bro, I'm a bro. Let's fucking, let's check our DNA, white privilege.
Yeah, that they're like a really fun time when you're blackout drunk and then you sober up and you're like, oh, I have nothing to say to you. Like, you suck.
Yeah.
They're nighttime.
But then you drink again
people.
And you're like, oh, you're hot.
Man, you're so hot. But also 25. He's not settling down at 25. You're out of your fucking mind if you think that guy is trying to commit. 29.
Okay.
So like, that's, I feel like, a pretty relative normal age for a woman trying to commit. But like, a 25-year-old man is rogue. That's like, they haven't even realized they don't understand their feelings yet. Like,
baby bird just thrown out of the nest.
Yeah. That's like, he's got 3 more years before he understands that some of his anger is actually, he's very sad.
Yes.
I'm trying to think.
Speaking of sad guys, I miss Jason.
I'm looking at the pictures of the guys.
Yeah, I wonder what he's doing out there, just pining after.
Jay got dismissed.
Jay, Paul, and I don't remember the other guy's name.
You know what I thought was I thought was really funny is when she was dismissed, when they were getting dismissed and they were hugging her goodbye, they were all like, you got a really good group of guys here.
I thought that was nice.
Is that what they usually do?
Yeah.
Does anyone ever lean in and go, you're a fucking idiot, bitch. You'll regret this for the rest of your life.
Are they ever like, cunt?
Yeah,
probably closer to the end, right? Well, not that pissed.
But there have been some volatile exits.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's not like Flava Flav. Did you guys watch that?
Oh my God, it's been so long where people like lose their shit.
Well, Flavor of Love was so good.
The further you get into it, the more you're like, I get, you know, building this relationship. So like, mm-hmm. If you're a guy and you feel like there's a real connection here and then she's like, and not you, you're like, I'm sorry. Especially, I mean, not that I want to bring up Jason, but if you're a guy who like, I don't normally open up to people and then you do and she's like, oh yeah, fuck you. You're like, oh, this show has fucked me up for the rest of my life. Cool, 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 cool. Mm-hmm. Anyway, got my 5 minutes of fame. Listen, I feel like
How many of these guys do you think are in this for fame?
At least 50%, if not more. Most of them.
Yeah.
I would. We'll talk about this when we come back because I have a thought on it. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, we're back and we left talking about, I guess, like the authenticity of things. Okay, to circle back before we dig into like some more of these connections. On that note, when I was doing my deep dive, for some reason, stalking of Zach, for some reason, I'm obsessed with the idea of you getting to meet Zach if it doesn't work out with him and Tayshia. Nicole, which is a crazy thing. Like I'm being, this is what like someone's crazy reality TV obsessed mother would do and go, why don't you just date that guy?
I really like Zach. By the way, I love when he's like, you can say it. I'm old. I'm like, bro, you're 36.
Mm. Yeah, he's disgustingly old. I'm kidding.
For this show, that is unfortunately old.
But there's guys there that are still older than him. Like Kenny's 40. Kenny maybe is 39. I think Bennett's up there. Like it. I don't know why they're making a big deal about it. But I guess because
by the way, Ben lives in L.A.
Ben does. Oh, because you just looked up his Instagram. I'm sure a lot of these guys are actors.
On stuck. You're going to put a tracker under his car.
God, he's fucking hot.
By the way, you guys, when we were at commercial, she looked up Ben and was like, you guys, he just joined Instagram because her computer, she's on her computer like a fucking boomer. It wouldn't load.
He is so hot.
Are you listening, Ben?
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing I discovered while stalking Zach, like I'm your fucking crazy Jewish mother, being like, I'm gonna set you guys up. His sister, because remember when I was like, Nicole, can I submit you to the Bachelorette? And you told me to go fuck myself last week via text message privately.
Now that's a lead.
His sister submitted him. He didn't apply. Someone nominated him. And then he's like, I'm assuming he's like, all right, I guess I'll do it. But like, because I saw a picture of them and I was like, oh, he's got a family. I went crazy. I'm not proud of this. But at least it was not for me this time. I feel like at a different time in my life, I would have been like.
Okay, I'm calling this now. I think the final three is going to be Ben, Brendan, and Easy.
I'm writing this down. 100% Brendan. Okay. I think Brendan might win it. Ben, Brendan.
I think Ben's going to win it.
You think Ben? Here's the thing about Brendan, and maybe it just was like a cute way to go out. Did you guys watch the end of the show when they go tune in next week?
Yes.
And like, they had that throwback clip of like, hey, Brendan brings Tayshia out to there's two fake horses. And he's like, I just wanted to reminisce about our date. And it's like the date you just went on. Like, I'm like, I feel like they're planting tons of nuggets of them so they can, when they come together, you know, do the whole montage of all their moments. But like, I don't know. I feel like she's still, when she hung out with Brendan, seemed to be giving that same vibe of I'm really into him. And my thing about Ben, with you saying he's going to win, I know I'm on like a tear. I'm sorry. I am bogarting this conversation.
It's okay. Get into it.
I feel like if she was that into him, she could have made the night go longer. Like, there's no reason that she had to go. Remember when he, like, at the end, he's like, can I...
Yeah.
Can I have a minute? And she's like, the night's over. And it's like, you're staying at a hotel. You have nowhere to go.
She
could have,
but like, he waited until she was giving the wrap-up speech. It's just like, she energetically had already closed the night and he missed his chance. I liked it.
I mean, I liked that she shut him down, but I felt like if she was really vibing there, she might have been like, oh, thank goodness. Like, I thought he wasn't interested.
I just had a theory.
Here we go.
I just had an idea. So we know that Claire kind of ruined shit because she, you know, had all this time in between meeting them and like she like went online and kind of stalked all of them. Do you think maybe Tayshia, as soon as she met all the guys, went on Instagram that night and just trolled everyone and like dug deep into their shit? Because I gotta be honest, I just went deep into Ben's shit. And the farther I went into shit, I was like, no, this guy sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. But. Is that what most people do? I don't do that.
Yeah, that's what most people do.
Do you troll just deep into people's pasts? I think that maybe most people don't do that, Nicole, and you do it, and you think everyone does that.
Because a lot of people do it.
Well, she's trapped in a resort with them, and it's part of the show. I would feel like, why would you ruin it? I would think maybe when you get to the top five, top seven, I don't know how they cut down, you start going, let's take a look at...
Listen, if you don't want to fuck around, if she seriously, genuinely really wants to find love, she's got to do a bit of a background on these guys. She doesn't have that much time. You got to get to fucking know these guys. And if you go on Ben's Instagram, you will see that the dude likes CrossFit way too much. That is a fucking red flag.
You think a guy who's in CrossFit is incapable of maintaining a relationship?
Well, all he posts about is CrossFit. It's just really snatches. Interesting. It's just doing a 250-pound fucking kettlebell snatch. Like, no.
It's really interesting we're talking about this because there is a couple that came from The Bachelor, Becca and Garrett, who broke up because of social media, kind of like the opposite. Because he's really? Like pro – I don't know if he voted for Trump, but like – it's that territory, and he was cut him out exactly.
She's
and
like,
he
no.
was speaking up about Blue Lives Matter and like weird stuff. So they actually broke up recently, and it was a big deal because they were truly in love, and everyone watched them.
Let me ask
you
this:
yeah,
do you think she broke up with him because she's like, oh, you do this, so I don't love you, or do you think she went, oh, you're posting about that, you're infringing on my brand?
I think,
and I don't want to lose these endorsements.
I think a little bit of both, but maybe the second one. Because I don't think that Becca aligns with his views, but it wasn't enough of a problem for her at first. And then once it became more public and people started coming to Becca, like, why are you dating that guy? Why this? Or not even dating. I think they were engaged.
Well, yeah, and there's probably like brands that are like, we don't want to like give you a product. Because corporations are fucking afraid. Corporations are straight up and like... Look,
but also good riddance.
I mean, for sure.
Yeah.
But like, you can get like one person going, oh my God, this person said something. And a person will, I don't know, a corporation will be like, never again. Yeah. And it's like,
And then there was Victoria Fuller who got caught modeling for like, there was a shirt that said All Bass Lives Matter. She did like basically some pro-Trump modeling gig. No. And then she got in trouble for that. So it's really interesting to see what comes up once the internet vets the actual contestants when the show is already aired.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when you actually get people are like dig, I guess when other people are digging in. But and that's interesting too, is like if you're not digging in, are you going to fall in love with this person? I would think that like by the time you get to the last few of them, maybe they don't air the conversations, but you'd think some of those conversations have been had, that they'd go, by the way, like where do you stand politically? Do you have a religion?
I've always wondered that, how they don't talk about it at all on the show. I feel like they edit it out because it's ABC.
Yeah, but and they just don't want to isolate anyone. Yeah, because it's like you're looking for marriage, and that's like, not that people on different sides of the, you know, aisle can't fall in love and make it work, but like you gotta know. Mm-hmm. Like, and there's a big difference between being like, well, you know, I've always been Republican, and being like, I think Trump was robbed and he should be king. It's like, well, we're not gonna work. That's not going to work out for us. But, fuck, I don't. I just. All so you said Ben, suck. Brendan, easy. all of these guys suck.
I actually think Easy's the only good one.
You don't have any empathy for these guys as someone.
I like Zaxi.
And Easy? As someone who's,
I like Easy's personality.
And DeMar's ass or Jordan's ass?
Jordan's ass. As someone who's been.
What a sleeper cell of an ass. I did not see that coming.
I mean.
Do you know the time code of when it appears? I want to go back and watch.
Hold on. What's his last name, you think? Jordan? Anyone?
I have
know?
No idea. I think it starts Jordan with a C, Bachelor. Maybe. I don't know. I have no idea.
If he doesn't have a letter after his name, it's just Jordan.
Jordan
I'm
Bachelorette.
Just search Jordan Bachelorette.
Look, he.
Jordan C.
There you go.
I want a screensaver of just their legs in the water when they were playing water basketball last week.
Daddy.
Like just like
Jordan
thighs.
Chapman.
Oh, I was right. It's a C.
Hmm.
Hold on, I'm going to his Instagram. Oh, daddy.
This is great. Yeah, this is great audio content, Nicole. Hold on, I'm going to his Instagram.
Jordan Chapman. Yes. Let's get a little pic. Let's find a pic of that ass.
Okay, wait. So
Jordan's leg is tatted up.
They showed it.
I didn't see it.
He had no clothes on.
He got tat.
That's how good his ass was. You didn't even notice that he's covered in tattoos.
I mean, his ass was...
And that, see, that's what some people watch for. They don't care about the relationships. They're just watching to see men with chiseled abs and asses do stupid tasks.
If Nicole was the Bachelorette, it would just be like, why are you here, for love or for that ass?
Let me see that ass. It just, you would just have them
Jordan
line up.
Chapman body. Let's see. I'm searching for his
body. No, okay.
Online.
Let's keep talking and you can hold
you talk and I'll find his ass.
So you think Ben, Brendan, Easy. Here's what I want to say. Or ask. Because, Nicole, you think that everyone on the show sucks. Except for Zach and Jordan's ass.
And Joseph.
Do you have any sympathy or, like, feel like maybe you're not getting a good read on these guys as someone who's been on a reality show? Like, would you want someone to watch Funny Girls and be like, that's Nicole?
You're not getting a good read of any. You're getting a read that that they want you to have, that the producers want you to have.
So you don't think maybe some of these guys are relatively okay?
Maybe, but the producers are telling you what they want you to know about them.
Does anyone know who Joe is? I have him written as someone who got a rose, and I can't remember who he is.
Yeah, Korean guy.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Yeah.
God.
Who is hot, and he's an anesthesiologist.
Which means he got money.
You just said that like you're on anesthesia.
Anesthesia.
I mean, you want to party. That's the kind of guy you really want to hang out with.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Oh, man, he'll fuck you and put you to bed.
You know who we didn't see a lot of in this episode was Spencer, and they really pushed him last episode.
They really did, and he was non-existent in this episode.
Yeah, he was.
He looks like a little boy. When I see like videos of him, he's like,
it's,
I don't know.
It's weird. But I just thought we were going to get more of him based on last week, but I guess it's going to vary from episode to episode. Do we know how many episodes are left? By the way, do we have any idea?
I don't know.
Man.
And The Bachelor is starting soon.
Oh, shit.
When does that start? Shortly after.
God. Do you know how many people.
Do we know who The Bachelor is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some hot guy.
Matt James, I think that's his name. Yeah. First Black Bachelor.
First Black Bachelor.
When does that
first start? Black male Bachelor.
I don't know why.
There'd be a black female bachelor. I mean, I guess there could be. In these days, who knows? Do you know the rate at which they cut people? Because right now we're at 15. Is it always the same or is it like
I don't know. But I
So you say
well,
Ben
wait,
Brendan
let's go
easy.
Back to the bracket.
Oh, fuck. I'm down in Florida, so I don't have my bracket with me. Should we make brackets based on these 15 and put them forward?
I think
forward?
We should make brackets after the next one. Because there's still a lot of guys.
Well, yeah, but that's the fun of a bracket.
Yeah.
Fucking pussy. Nicole, quit trying to give yourself an edge up to try to be closer to being right. Just fucking guess.
By the way, Jordan's ass, I found a picture.
Okay. Is it
a tagged picture on Instagram? He played college. He played football.
I think most of these guys are college athletes.
Yeah, wait, so they were going down a list when everybody was about to start wrestling, when they were like, this guy was on this team, this guy was on this team, this guy played this sport.
I thought it was funny when Joe was like, you know, I played volleyball, so.
Yeah.
He's like.
I think he meant that to be joking.
Oh, for sure.
And I appreciated that.
I thought it was very sweet how he was like, I'm going to get my ass kicked. Like, he knew it. Yeah. And then...
I think, going back to your question, I think they eliminate three next. So it'll be, like, 15 to 12, and then maybe 10, and then 5. I don't know how they're going to do this so fast.
This is crazy. What do you think? So
I think they're going to start doing extra long episodes, maybe.
I feel like they already are doing long episodes. Seems so long.
They always feel long.
They feel like a fucking eternity. by the time the show's over and I've taken 7 breaks to watch it, I'm like, this has taken 4 hours of my night.
I love that.
I think Bennett and Spencer will leave soon. And Ed. I think
Ed will go soon.
Go.
Yeah. I
hope Chasen goes soon.
I think Ed's totally there for the producer. Really quick, Nicole. So
Chasen was hot in that bed scene.
I mean, he was very attractive. We all can see that. I'm obsessed with how creepy his lip is, though, and I maintain that I would never date him because of his lip and nothing else, and because he's dumb. So don't even try to chase me, Chasen.
Don't even try to fuck that puss.
What do you think about Leah's prediction of Ben, Brendan, and Easy being the...
I can see that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think Zach will be in there, actually. I think it'll be Ben, Zach, Brendan.
So you don't think Easy?
No.
Interesting.
Oh. I think Easy's going to get close.
I think
they're going to keep Easy on there because the guy's got more personality than everybody in that fucking room.
I think
he's good TV.
Brendan, he's just, I don't know. He is good TV. He's great.
Brendan, I just like, I can't stand the oh my God, me too-ness of him. Where he's just like, yeah, you both were divorced. What a rarity.
I mean, in this day and
that
age.
That never happens. My God.
Ugh. I mean.
Oh, you got married young. I got married young. We have so much in common.
I can't wait to divorce again. All right, you guys, listen.
I'm really excited for you guys to see hometowns. That'll be super exciting.
They go to their hometowns?
Yes. Can they even do hometowns?
Yes.
Can they even do it?
Oh, shit. That's COVID. A great point.
Oh, are they going to have to set up like... that. Every hotel room is like a fake mock hometown where they're like, God. Here's the dish my mom makes.
Zoom. They probably bring the people's families there.
Or Zoom.
How many people are there when they usually do that?
Like full family. They have like a family dinner. And
no,
they
I mean,
do a thing.
Like contestants. When do they do that
that's
soon?
That's like five.
There's like five contestants.
Three,
oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like American Idol. They go to their hometown when they're at like top five. Not that I
bet that I guarantee they bring the families there.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
By the way, I would be so, I've said it already, I think. I'd be so fucking pissed if I were the Bachelorette and I had to be on just a fucking resort the whole time.
Yeah.
Like every other season, you're like bawling the fuck out. And this one, you're like.
In a hotel.
Welcome to the backyard of the hotel.
Here's a different horse. It's the same horse.
Here's the rocking horses. I thought I'd do something cute.
I think it's...
Stay when you brought out the horses.
I think it's a true testament to how creative the producers got, given their circumstances.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bill Dixon. Good job.
Bill Dixon did a great job.
We love your work. All right. You guys, we'll be back with this next week. We're starting Harry Potter soon. Go follow Leah Knauer, our Bachelorette expert. And we
at
will...
Basic Witches.
Yes.
And at Leah Knauer.
Yes, listen to her podcast, follow her, follow the podcast, follow us at Two Filthy Nerds. And we will see you very soon.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh my God.
Beautiful.
Guys, Ben's body. Oh.
So hot.
Oh my God.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.